We've got the Addison head coach, Josh Lindeman, in. Josh, good to have you in with us this morning, talking a little Addison. Actually, it's afternoon now.
Yeah, we're in the third hour.
That's right.
It's so the afternoon.
Glad to have you this afternoon to talk a little Addison football.
Well, thanks for having us. Glad to be here.
Well, it's a it's another big year for you guys. I know with the especially with everything going on in the Cascades, kind of craziness. Not this year yet, but it might be an interesting year, being the kind of last of the before all the expansion
setup
and everything goes up.
Yeah, absolutely. And as being athletic director, it's very exciting over the next year what we kind of get to create. We're going to be our own unique 12-team conference that's most likely going to break up geographically, similar to the Big Ten or SEC. So
conference
championship games and the sports that allow it. So it's a very exciting time.
So you got some California teams coming in too.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's great with that. Tons of revenue.
You signed a $7 billion TV deal.
Yeah, we'll bring somebody from Grand Rapids to join the conference.
Exactly.
But no, it's going to be, we kind of get a clean slate and get to kind of create it, and our coaches are going to have involvement in creating what the schedules are going to look like.
Nice.
And how we're going to, with 12 teams, it's going to be kind of unique to create your all-conference teams and things of that nature.
Yeah.
So we get to kind of create that over the next year and then kind of see it unfold. And then I'm sure we're going to go, oops, we shouldn't have done that.
Yeah,
let's
you
fix
will.
It.
Having been through that process, yeah.
Yep.
You will.
Hey,
we
got to
tweak that for next year. We live and learn.
Well, we're going to break it up geographically, which I think is going to be kind of unique. So it should be fun and create some geographic rivals. And and the four schools that are coming in bring something quality to our conference in pretty much all sports in both male and female, so we're looking forward to it.
Well, and you're also going to create some new rivals.
Oh, absolutely, especially
schools that maybe have been in different conferences but are pretty close to each other and haven't played each other very much.
And
so,
and then there'll be unique rivalries that'll peak up in those sports.
Because, absolutely,
a school come in and bring a really good girls basketball program that will now rival the Grass Lakes of the world.
Right,
there becomes a new rivalry. So, we're looking we're really excited about the next 2 years.
The possibilities, absolutely. Well, let's stick with the current Cascades.
Yes.
So, can you make it four in a row, Coach? I'm going to put you right on the spot right here.
You know,
right
we've already been talking, Danny having a repeat and Will Harms and stuff, so we might as well ask you those same questions.
We as a staff and as a community and players are not going to shy away from that expectation. We are an extremely young football team. Yesterday or on Thursday at the scrimmage, we started four sophomores and a freshman on offense and five sophomores on defense.
You are young.
All very young. And it's a combination of factors. We had graduated a really good group, and then we had some seniors that chose not to play that were returning starters, and now it's next man up. It will be a little bit taller task for us, but we're not going to shy away from it. The expectation is that the Cascades Conference is ours, and we want to keep it that way, and we're going to play our style of football. The young kids have shown up every day and got after it. We're excited to see the growth that our team's going to have, because young teams grow usually more than your veteran teams. But at the same time, we got to keep in perspective, we got to get better every day. We got to put that, fourth championship on the back burner. It'll be great if we get there. We have to find a way to beat Pine River on Friday.
I was just going to say,
night.
There
that's,
you
that's
go.
The thing.
That's task number one, right? So Pine River up north. So how did this game kind of come about?
We had a schedule locked in, a four-year contract with Quincy starting in 23. And so we were going to play Springport on a two-year deal. And then they contacted us after last year and said, hey, we want to do a long-term deal with another school. Are you willing to help us out? And I always hope that if we're ever in that situation, a school would help us. So we were willing to help them.
Sure.
So then we needed to find a week one game, and we've had some success, so that's not easy to then go find a week one game.
Understood.
And so Pine River came because they also just needed a one-year contract. So we worked it out and hooked up and got an opportunity. And I met their coach and kind of knew their coach because he's the head wrestling coach there as well over my years of coaching wrestling. And it just seemed like a good opportunity to put two, hard-nosed football teams together week one and get the game in.
Nice.
Now, look, they've struggled the last couple of years, I'm seeing. So is that something that they're hoping to get out of that, too, where they're better?
They had two seniors on their whole roster last year.
Oh, wow.
So they're returning pretty much everybody. And so it's going to be complete opposite of what we were. So we're going to be really young like they were last year, and they're going to be a veteran team that's coming down here. So
That's the nice thing, though. They're coming down here.
Absolutely, yes. That was
it's a nice part of the state, but I would want to go play a football
game. Athletic director.
Hey, you got to give credit where credit's due.
That's right. Yes. Absolutely. Well, yeah, you know, you may need something from that 80 at some point.
I might, for sure.
giving them a shout-out on the air helps out.
Hey, AD, I need some more helmets. You got them.
Okay, there you go. But then after that, though, you kick right in, to conference action. And then you got a weird spot where all of a sudden you got Union City, which is normally a crossover, thrown in there in the mix.
Yeah, our conference has a team, Vander Cook Lake, that went to eight-man football.
Right.
And the Big Eight had Concord that went to eight-man football. And because we already play a Week 9 crossover, a couple years ago we got together and said, hey, instead of us trying to find a mid-season non-conference game, why don't we just pair up for 2 years and make it work?
Makes sense.
And that's how it is. So we played Union City, same spot last year. We went there. We're hosting them this year. So they're another team that's was pretty young.
Sure.
And they're going to be a lot better than what they were last year. Yeah. So
conceivable that you could play the same team twice in the midseason and in the crossover?
Yes, it is conceivable. We have some stuff written in there that if you do and all four parties are willing, we will change the game unless it's the crossover championship.
Okay.
So if you're middle of the road and we already played them, why don't we just flip-flop? And as long as all four schools agree, we will do that. And
okay.
I think we've done that
nice.
In the past. Yeah, so,
but only the championship game, no matter what.
Nobody's going to give that up.
Right. Well, yeah, you wouldn't want to. Sure, absolutely.
You know, but looking at the Cascades, Michigan Center looming out there is probably the team.
Yeah, in terms of talent, Michigan Center, it's amazing how, you know, their coaching staff and their community, they reload every year. They have 23 seniors on that roster last year.
Wow.
On that team. And they were a phenomenal team. And they graduate 23, and then you look at the athletes, you know, on film that they who they return, and all the young guys, you're like, my goodness gracious. In a couple of years, that's going to be 20 seniors again.
Yeah.
So they're going to be by far probably the most talented team across the board. But Manchester and Napoleon return a ton. And if you probably had to pick a favorite outside of us being the returner, I would say that, you know, Manchester Napoleon would be heavy favorites, and I think Michigan Center is going to be there. And I hope we have an impact on who gets the trophy at the end of the year in some capacity.
Yeah.
And what's happened over in Grass Lake?
Right now they have skill guys galore. Last year they struggled because they were young. They did not finish the season with a senior on their roster.
Wow.
It was one of those groups. So they're another team that's
bringing a lot back.
Better, and their skill guys are phenomenal across the board.
Yeah, we had an opportunity to scrimmage Napoleon the other day, and I was impressed how they look.
Oh, yeah, they're physical.
Yep.
They bring it. Their defensive coordinator is big into strength and conditioning, so all the guys they have returning are going to be bigger and more athletic. And hopefully, like I said, we play them week 8 at the last game of this, you know, Cascades. Hopefully it has some impact on who's going to win it.
Who's going to take that trophy home, so to speak.
Well, you know, you are talking about some youngsters and some things. How did it go in the scrimmage, and how, looking at what you have roster-wise, getting some of these guys up to speed?
It went typical for a young team. There's things on film where we thought we may have struggled, and we did pretty well. And then there are things where we thought, hey, you know, I think we got that under control. And then we go, oh. Man, we were way off there. We got a lot of work to do. But we came out of the scrimmage healthy.
Always important.
And we played Addison football. We didn't scheme to win games. We made sure that we were doing what we're going to need to do fundamentally. And the kids played hard. And, you know, I mean, we scrimmaged, you know, Sand Creek, who's always solid, pretty good. Columbia Central, who returns a lot. From a very down team, and it has a new coach and some enthusiasm, so they were pretty excited to get after it. And then Jonesville, and Jonesville's loaded again, man. They're big and nasty. So we had some good and some bad, and now it's get back to work because we have a short week, and we play Thursday against the team who is coming off a season where they want to improve a lot.
Right. Well, and that's, you know, everybody's 0-0,
undefeated,
and everybody wants to stay that way.
But you've built that culture over there now, and that, you know, with some of the coaches we've talked to that have been here a bit, talk about that, you know, and then you have some new staffs that we're trying to do this and we're trying to do that. But, you know, it is nice to be where you're at, though, to all of a sudden have the kids, when you walk in day one, they know what their expectations are, and you kind of know where they're at as well, too. So it does make it easier when you're trying to rebuild, that you know what you're rebuilding with. You know, you know what tools you have in that toolbox.
Absolutely, and the culture is established. Our goal every single day, we talk about it, we preach it, our kids embrace it, is we want to be the toughest team on the field at the end of the game, purely, no matter what the score says.
Yeah.
We're going to play a tough brand of football. We're going to get you in a phone booth. We're going to hit you in the mouth and see if you want to fight back. And if you don't, you can't run away anyway because you're in a phone booth, and we're just going to keep pounding on you. So that's kind of our mentality. Our kids have embraced it. Yes, when you have that culture established, it is a little bit easier to get those young guys up to that level because they've seen it and they know it, and we're not wavering from it. So you're going to get there, man.
Yeah.
You know, no matter what, you're getting there.
I get the reference. Do you have to start showing kids now a picture of a phone booth?
Right.
What do you mean? What's a phone booth?
How's this a booth? There's no booth here.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like a stool you sit on to talk. You know?
It's the closet that Superman changes clothes in. That's what it is.
What?
We do get those looks sometimes.
Yeah.
You say it. Young guys are like, what is he talking about? He's losing his mind.
That's right. What is a phone?
Hasn't been a phone booth in Addison for how many years?
No, there's a picture booth at my graduation. That was the
right
thing. When you talk about booths.
And who fights in those?
Right. Absolutely. Everybody's smiling in those.
That is quite a – I never thought about that.
Yeah.
Things you say now.
I know.
That make you seem older.
That's I.
Not seem older, just
are
older.
But he's the oldest one at the table, so
well,
we can deal with that.
I am.
So, but again, so expectations then again are, you know, yourself and then, you know, Manchester, I watched them last year against Clinton. They were young, but so they got some guys that are ready to go.
Yes, absolutely. And they are locked in, and there's that continuity, you know. That
sure.
Ben Pack's been there. This is going to be his third year in the offense, because a lot of those kids were up there as sophomores and freshmen,
yeah.
And now they're juniors and seniors, and they've taken some butt whoopings from people, and now that they really want to give
it
back.
They feel like it's their turn.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're looking forward to the opportunity to play them week two, and that'll be a good measuring stick for what we know. You know, I mean, Leroy Pine River's kind of an unknown. You've seen him on film, but even at the end of the game, win or lose, you're still not sure. But that week two game, we'll definitely know where we stack up this year.
Yeah. Did you ever coach with Ben at Jackson?
I did not.
Yeah. Okay.
When I taught at Jackson I was up there, and we had some encounters because he was the assistant superintendent, so we had some many sit at tables and talk football and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But no, we never got an opportunity to coach, and just coached against him the last couple of years.
He was head coach at Jackson when I started at Adrian.
Gotcha, okay.
We used to open with them. Yeah.
Well, again, Josh, we appreciate it, and, you know, we got you against East Jackson of all opponents, but, you know, we'll try to fit you in where we can. It's tough. You know, we try to do as many county matchups we can do, and since you guys don't play anybody
in the county,
it makes it a little
statement.
Tougher.
Yes. We're out there in the corner
for us to try to get you where we can. So we are glad to be there, and then also, so I'll tell you now, because since it make it easier. But that Friday morning, Ian will be out there from 7 to 9. We're doing our Inside the Cave
back to school
on the road. So
gotcha.
You know, we do try to do those Friday night games where we're at.
Yeah.
So we can talk with you and other staff. And
nice.
It's
awesome.
Nice that we can. The cool thing about those days is, you know, when we've gone there, we've talked to band directors about how important that is, and some of the other coaches. So we can have those guys on to talk during
that day.
So we'll be there live that morning. So
we
appreciate that,
too. We'll look forward to hosting you.
Yeah. So we'll have fun. Again, thank you very much, and good luck with everything.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Best
appreciate
wishes.
It.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you once again. Coach Josh Lindemann from the Addison Panthers.